Ed Kraft and Rizzo presenting The Truth.
And you are listening to Dread Radio with myself, Reepso, and my co-host, Ed Kraft, who's a giant jerk-off. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
How you doing, dickhead?
Fine. And we're on Jackalope 105 FM, so Ed might want to watch his language.
Ooh, could I get caught by the FCC?
You might. Keep talking now,
Ed. You never know. And be a first. I couldn't keep up with you.
One more P.S. You suck.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Ed. Even though you're humongous pain in my butt.
Say it again, humongous.
Humongous. I had to spell it out. It took me a minute. I had to spell it. It's H-U-M-O.
Did you pay for that education?
Right? I spell like you, don't I?
Oh, man. Did you actually graduate the fourth grade or
no,
what?
No, you know what? I actually dropped out of high school. It's funny how, you know, it's very funny that it's ironic I dropped out of high school, but I'm smarter than a lot of people who've gone to college. Isn't that ironic?
Irony. Ooh, I don't know. That's
a
big word for me.
And we're not going to mention any names today because we've already talked about that earlier, so let's just go on.
Come on. That's not even worth mentioning.
Nope.
Some people are
not. Weak and lame and dig your own holes. We'll be glad to let you do so. And in fact, we've given you a big, huge shovel. Hope you dig it deep. It's all good.
Oh, and by the way, our producer, Polly, is with us today.
Yeah.
And she sends a great big shout-out to Jesus.
I think she told you to F off when she woke up this morning. It's like the first thing she said was F off, Ed.
Oh, she's been saying that. She's still saying that. That's nothing
new.
Yeah, she
is. In fact, she's flipping you off right now in the studio.
Yeah, well, she does that when I see her anyway, so that's nothing new.
She got pretty big fingers, too. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. She got real quiet.
So
I guess, that's bad. She gets quiet. Bad.
What do you want to talk about first on today's show? This is Dread Radio, by the way. Thank you for listening.
Actually, I want to talk about the new thing has come up. The Proposition 8.
Did you say your new thing came up?
Well, yeah. It does come up once in a while. But it's a little late today for that. I'm not sporting morning wood. But this thing out here, you know, we're out here in California. The proposition, what is it, Proposition 8?
Yeah, the proposition where yes meant no and no meant yes.
Yeah. What is the big deal about it? I don't really understand what the big deal is. You know, you've got a bunch of people who are already married, and now they're saying that if they are married, it counts, but we're not going to let it count.
And for the record, this is about same-sex marriage.
Yeah. I just don't really get what it is they're trying to do. It's like, if you're already married, we'll let you stay married. But if you're not married, we won't let you get married. But if you are married, we're not going to give you the same rights. We'll let you stay married, but not going to give you the same. What the hell is going on with that?
It's to the courts now, man.
I really don't understand what it is they're trying to do. You know, if you let people get married, why not leave it alone? I really don't understand it. I really don't understand what the whole point is. If you love someone, love them, let it alone. You know, what's the big deal?
I don't know what the big deal is either. I think the catch is it's about the word marriage. And that's like this little, it's what these conservatives or religious zealots are using. They're stuck on a word. They're stuck on this word marriage, and they're using that to shut down gay marriages. They're using the definition of that word, what their definition is, which is kind of sad and kind of weak. On one hand, on the other hand, I don't know why gays and lesbians don't just go to the civil union thing and go, you know what, screw you, because the acceptance for same-sex marriages is growing, okay? So why not, in the meantime, be good with the civil union term and just let people learn as they see that these gays and lesbians actually have strong relationships. They can raise kids. Just watch and see what happens, you know? And you know what? Don't get hung up. I don't understand why both sides are hung up on this one stinking word. You know, to be honest, and I'm not gay, you know, I'm not a lesbian, obviously. But
I would just think that,
you know what, you take what you can get for now. It's like, did blacks have freedom right out of the box? No. You know what, it came a little bit of a at a time, you know. Is racism gone? No, it's coming a little bit at a time.
Oh, you know? Well, by the way, I want to mention one thing, since you're on that topic. Your show the other night on racism?
Yeah.
I am not that Ed that was on your show. I've gotten a few comments that the comments that were made on that show were me, because it mentioned that someone that works with you,
The
Ed that works with you.
Yeah.
I am not the same person. Okay,
I just want to make that clear.
I am not the same Ed.
You would think that people can tell from the voice. I mean, he doesn't even have the same voice as you.
No, but because it says Ed,
duh,
they automatically assume. But I just want to let everyone know.
Plus,
I'm not the same person.
He was way smarter than you, man.
Yeah, but none anybody. Hell, a damn.
Okay, for the record, Ed Kraft was not a black guy that grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah, it's not rocket science.
How hard is that to figure out?
I mean, well, you never know. I might be. You know, I'm just a voice on the radio. I could be.
You're not an African American who grew up in the Bronx, okay?
Well, you don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
I might be. I might just be wearing a disguise.
What'd you do, spill like a shitload of bleach on yourself or something?
You never know.
Well, I guess I don't know for sure, but I'm just making an educated guess. You know, I dropped out of high school. What do I know?
Exactly. I mean,
exactly.
That's where I was going with it. You're not educated, but you don't know. But getting back to the
other
point,
I could.
You made a good point about being able for gays and lesbians to raise kids. You know, the chaplain that is marrying us, what is it, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, is a lesbian. And she is married. She got married under the prior law here in California. And they actually have two children. Actually, I think it's three now, that were all adopted. They started out as foster parents. And then the state actually gave them foster children, and they were allowed to adopt them under the law.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, you know, you mentioned how they could be great parents. The state allowed them to be foster parents and then allowed them to adopt. I mean, they make great parents. They're just as competent as parents as anyone else. I just don't get it.
I hope for my daughter to be a lesbian, because guys are jerks.
Yeah.
Heterosexual guys are jerks.
We're assholes.
No, you're an asshole. Guys are jerks.
Oh, come
yes,
on. Look, that's the pot calling the
kettle
black. You
just kicked off Jackalope. You stop cussing.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think. Well, hey, come on. Look who's talking. How many times do you drop the F-bomb?
We're also sponsored by HauntedAmericaTours.com, by the way. Should we get the...
Oh, yeah. You got real quiet on that one.
Should we get our guest in on the show today? I mean, we do.
Yeah,
have
let's get our guest on, because I think we've killed what, 8 minutes.
And you're
here?
Being kind of rude.
Get our guest in here, because we got a great guest today. I think everybody wants to hear him, or rather, at least understand him. Try to. Go ahead and introduce him.
Nah, you introduce him. I've already talked to him.
No, I don't want to introduce him.
Let him introduce himself.
All right, let's do that. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Scott Grunwald from The Stew and many other ventures. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, my name's Scott, and I'm an alcoholic. I came here to get recovery, and I found myself in, I don't know where I'm in a pickle. But
I'll tell you what, Scott, you're on the wrong show right now.
Yeah, I'm actually really enjoying the banter here. I'm just like, oh, my God, this is like right next to sexting. And I'm really big on sexting now. I've learned how to do it. It's the thing. Everybody's doing it, and I'm becoming quite a pro at it. And I'm liking this. I'm liking the whole Ed Reap thing.
Ed begs me all the time to send him nudie pictures of myself, you know. And I don't feel comfortable yet, you know. I mean,
I had a couple
drinks, but, you know, and he's bought me dinner a couple times. But I'm not that easy, you know what I mean? I'm kind of playing hard to get, to be honest.
I'm still trying to get you out of that little black dress.
Yeah, I know. That's my point right there. You know, I'm like, Ed, I'm not taking my dress off for you for a couple drinks and dinner. I'm sorry. You know,
but you never
radio show together. You know, you want me to send you text all of a sudden? It's kind of creepy.
But you've never seen Scott in that beautiful blonde wig either.
Thank you.
Yes, I have. Scott's hot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you very much. I work out. And
we were discussing today which part of you is the hottest. We decided that we can't really make a decision yet because we haven't seen your bare feet. And we haven't seen one of your butt cheeks yet. So we have to, when we go to StuCon, we're going to have you show us your toes and your feet and to see how many blisters or corns you have. And one of your ass cheeks, just make sure you don't have too many pimples. And then we can make a decision on what part of you is the hottest, what attracts us the most.
I have a very nice ass. So
I've heard that,
It's really, really, it's like top shelf stuff. People come from miles around to look at it. So,
people have told you, Scott, you have a top shelf ass. Is that what you're saying?
I do, I do. If people go to
Walmart, they like have to get somebody to help them to get your ass down off the shelf because it's on the top.
It's a community thing. You shouldn't just have one person. You know, the children aisle level. No. You need to get like a guy with a lift or one of those rolling staircases to get up on top.
Ass
down to another
guy.
It's
almost like a good book at the library where they have that rolling ladder along the shelves.
That's exactly what it's like, and that's what it's like being a guy with a top shelf ass.
Nice. You know what? I find that kind of sexy actually, because you know when I saw Ed's ass once by accident. I still have nightmares, you know?
What do you mean you saw my ass? I suffer from no acetal syndrome.
There's a camera in my bathroom. Didn't I tell you that?
Potty cam.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Not that I know the name of it. Work. Yeah, it takes me I have to move a laptop, run a landline, get a router involved and a little camera
and
all that.
The hardest part is getting the wires through the tank without them shorting out. You know?
Yeah, and gives new meaning to gives new meaning to the word hardwired.
Oh, awesome! You know, I really want to thank you guys for allowing me to be here and banter with you guys because I love you both very much. I met Ed recently, and Reap and I have had a love affair for years, and so it's actually kind of cool to see you guys. You know, it's like, hey, do you know Reap? And I always answer it, I love him. Like, I love him too. Oh, my God, did you have sex with him? No, and of course
Wait a minute. Someone said they loved me? Who the hell was that? I got to send him a Christmas
card. Ed Kraft. He says you're the
Arts. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Mr. Arts, Mr. Kraft, the whole thing.
I know Ed loves me. He's playing hard to get. He's kind of flirting with me a little bit, but it's cool. I just work with him.
Embrace it. Embrace it, because he may move on to, say, another person. And then you'll be like, I had him in my clutches. He was that close.
What I love is going out to dinner with Ed because he tips really fat, thinking to impress me, you know?
I know.
He's got to do something to get his attention. I mean, come on.
Well, he ordered me nachos with extra cheese one time. That didn't work, so he's been, like, tipping really fat, I've noticed, you know, the last time we've gone out.
That's awesome. And parking in the handicap place on the way in.
Yeah, he parks in the handicap spot and says, hey, you're worth the money, baby. I'm like, cool. So I get out in my black dress and I walk up. You know, sunshade my way up to the door. You know, Ed holds the door for me. I figured, screw it, man. Saves me some work.
Yeah, when I park in the handicap spot, I always limp when I get out of the car, you know.
You know what's weird? Isn't that a weird phenomenon? But you see people do it because...
I thought that's because you were walking with a heart on.
The caregivers get to use those, so you know, for the person they drive around. So that gives them the green light to park in these places. And they get out of their car or their Lamborghini or whatever, and they roll on inside. But they have the placard. And I guess the DMV makes that decision who's allowed to have the placard in the window. And then you see a guy dragging his leg around from far out because he's got pride and he doesn't want to park that close. He's going to leave it for somebody else that's worse off for him. And they can't give him a ticket.
I'll tell you what's funny is I work at a place at Large Entertainment Center. What do they call it? It's like a 24-hour fit. There's a fitness center right next to the place where I work, right?
Which is a bowling alley.
A nosy bowling alley. I'm a dumbass. I work on bowling alley.
So actually, folks, for the record,
I'm a dumbass pin. Yeah. What do they call me? A pin monkey or something? Anyways, it's funny.
A bowling alley. They have waiters and waitresses that come to
you. My job's cool. Just let me tell the story. So we share this parking lot with this fitness center, right? And you'll watch these people drive around the parking lot for 5 or 10 minutes trying to get a spot close to the fitness center so they can get out in their sweats and their gym bag, and they don't have to walk too far to get to the fitness center.
And they go inside and use the treadmill for 15
miles. Treadmill to do their workout, you know. They're like, damn, I'm glad I got a parking spot close, you know. It's like,
it must be. It must be raining.
No, it isn't even raining.
Yeah, it's just middle of the day. Yeah, it's funny how people are that way. And I guess maybe they figure maybe when they come out, they're so tired that they have to maybe probably crawl to the car because of all the working out they've done.
I don't know. I think that parking is a mental thing where it's kind of like a tribal thing where you want mm-hmm. the closest spot just so you can feel like you're more important than other people, you know?
Wow, you know, it could be a pecking order kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, it's like you yeah. dive under that spot in front of that old grandma, you know,
yeah.
just to go, ha, 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 who's head of the food chain now, lady?
And you come, and then you come out, and you got walker scratches all the way down the side of your car.
Exactly, yeah. She takes her tennis balls off, and she, like, scratches her walker down the side of your car.
Wouldn't it be weird if you came out, and she's like, all right, let's do this, and she throws the balls, takes them off. Throws them on the ground, and she starts wheeling that thing at you. You're like, whoa.
Start beating you with a walker, hit you in the face with a tennis ball, and beat you with a walker.
Freaking, that's hot.
Oh, man. You guys are sick talking about granny sex and stuff.
No, God, we're talking about getting beat, not having sex with them, Ed. Come on.
Well, that's what it sounds like. It's like some kind of granny S&M. I mean, hell.
All right, we're not talking about the granny like laying on the ground going, come on, stud. We're talking about her beating us up.
Well, yeah, Granny S&M. I mean, come on.
I kind of am talking about the other one.
Oh, Christ. Okay, I stand corrected. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Blue hair. Blue hair turns me on. That's why I like the paranormal, because a lot of people look blue or green in IR, and I masturbate to IR footage, so if you guys have any footage you want me to go over, that's fine. I'll take care of it. But, I mean, that is a turn on to me. I mean, Amy Bruni in IR looks better than she does in regular camera. I mean,
there you
she does.
Go.
She absolutely 100% better. Yeah. Paranormal Girls Gone Wild in IR. There's
there you
some
go. Oh, man.
Hey, you got to use the night cam so you can see through the clothes if you're doing that crap.
Is that what it is? Is that why Sony's
yeah,
not doing that?
Yeah, that's Sony. That's why the first Sony night cam, they had to take it off the market because it looked like, I don't know if you really could because I don't know that much about it, but it looked like, or it seemed like, or gave the effect that you could actually see through people's clothes. It's like those airport things you go through now, you know?
Well, here's what happens. If you most paranormal groups wear black shirts, and you know black turns to white in IR. If they have a black bra underneath, you can see a black bra. If they don't have a black bra, you can see their nipples. So that's pretty much what happens. Is the black shirt turns? I've done extensive research on this. So,
okay. Now wait a minute.
Yeah. You got to publish that paper, Scott. Research. That's kind of hot. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not chasing ghosts.
He's chasing nipples.
Yeah, exactly what I'm doing. And I'll go over the footage, and I'll go over it, and go over it again, and go over it some more.
Okay, so let me reintroduce our guest tonight. This is Scott Grunwald. He is the nipple hunter.
Yes, I am, because it's safer than crocodiles, obviously.
I don't know about
nipples
that.
Nipples don't bite you back.
It depends.
That guy's dead, though. Huh, he died, didn't he? Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to him. I don't know what happened to him, but he did.
What are you telling me, jokes right now while I'm on the air? Why do tweakers do it doggy style? So they can peek out the blinds.
Hey, that's a good idea. That's a fucking... Oops. That's a fantastic idea.
Ouch, a blind just hit me in the nose.
That is amazing.
Oh, wow.
And it's good, clean humor. Jeremy, thank you very much for that, because we
Nothing
need
like
that.
Paranoia and sex.
Yeah, paranoia and sex, they go hand in hand. It's like cheating with your own wife. It's like, oh my God, I'm doing something wrong, but it still feels kind of exciting. Like sexting. I bring it up again. Now, I'm a big, like I said, I love to sex, man. That's my thing. That's my thing. And I will sex with you guys, too. It's just something that
Did
I really
Did you just
enjoy.
Say you had sex with guys, too?
No, I will sext.
Oh, sexed. Okay.
Sorry. He will sex with anything or anybody. I've seen him do it.
A lot of things pivot on a T, don't they?
I've seen him walk around with a man's penis in his hand.
Oh, remember that? That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he walked around the Queen Mary with a man's penis in his hand.
Well, it was a psychometry hand job.
I mean, it's official. This man will do anything.
No, I can't blame him. There's nothing like a free hand job.
Yeah, but the problem was he wouldn't even wash his hand when he was done.
Who cares about that? You can wash your penis
off.
Well, he's
shaking everybody else's hand finished. I mean, if you're going to do it, wash your hands before you shake someone else's.
I really don't care myself.
Hmm. Well, that's because you usually use your lips.
No, it's because I wash my penis. Don't you wash yours?
Yeah, but I...
Well, then, there you go. Point. Thank you. Thank you, Reap, for making a point. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ed.
Oh, man. Anyway, back to you, Scott.
Yes, Scott. Tell us more about hand jobs. I think we lost Scott.
Yeah, I think we lost him, too.
All right, let's take a break and come right back.
Okay.
All right, this is Dread Radio, and this is a song called... Are you still talking?
No.
Scott, are you still there? Hang up on him and call him back. This is Dread Radio, and this is a little song called Astounded, because so far I am...
Hello, you're listening live to Dread Radio. You're on ReapRadio.net and simulcast on Jekyll 105 FM.
Hey, also, my name is Reap, and I'm glad to be here with Ed Kraft. Hey, Ed, how you doing? Hey.
Oh, I was getting to that.
What are you talking about, Ed?
Oh, man, you're going to get me in a lot of trouble with the FCC if you keep
it
up.
Why is that, Ed? You're going to start calling me bad names? Hey, come on.
Oh, hey,
don't
by
be
the
like
way,
that, baby.
Okay,
come on. You,
go
you know you love me. Hey, don't be like that. Come on.
Tell me a little about your around the world with your dick balloon. Okay? You want to go there? Tell me about your around the world with your dick balloon.
My dick balloon? Okay, I'll tell you about my... Well, what it was is I was doing a show called Deadliest Sea Creatures, and we thought what a great idea to get a giant dirigible and make it look like a dick and fly around the world. And then I'd like to, you know, invite you guys to come along. And it would be like you guys, me, Father Andrew Calder. I mean, we can have some really cool people in our... Hold on, wait a minute.
You want me to fly in a balloon with a father?
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know if he's a real father. I mean, do we
I
send
don't
him
think
a card
he is, but he says he is.
Well, I think we better send him a card this weekend, maybe just in case. I don't know.
I sent him a card. Sure. It came back, address unknown.
I believe that it would be appropriate to send a priest a Father's Day card. I don't know how that works. We need a priest of God, do we? The giant dick balloon is, we're building it as we speak. Hopefully it'll be ready by StuCon, and we'll just fly it away. It's a giant dirigible. I like to say that word.
Dirigible.
Yeah, let's all say it together on three. One, two, three. Dirigible.
Dirigible.
Actually, there was a great picture that...
Is that
the
right pronunciation?
Reap, you had some great pictures from this past weekend that you took, and it was a fantastic UFO. You had in those pictures.
That was the State Farm blimp, man.
Yeah, it looked like a great penis in the air.
Figures you'd see that. I saw a blimp. You saw a penis. Very interesting. Very interesting, Ed.
That was a good catch.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I got Freud running through my mind right now.
I got something stuck in my throat.
Actually, the chance of you actually catching that, because they're so fast, you probably had only like an hour to probably take that picture.
Yeah, they move pretty fast across the sky.
Yeah, they just cruise. Yeah. It's like, wow, look at that. And it goes like most UFOs do. I don't know. You tell us.
Actually, to be honest, I took that picture while I was driving in the fast lane on the freeway. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. Sorry, CHP.
Yeah, the funny part is you're moving faster than the object.
Yeah, you're moving faster than a giant flying dirigible.
Penis, yes.
Penis.
Okay, we can say that here. So we are actually on FM.
Yeah, we can say penis, that's a medical term. We can say vagina, and we can say anus, all those good things.
Yeah.
Spleen?
As Freud said, sometimes.
Spleen is hot too, Ed. Spleen's hot too.
Well, they always describe it as a flying cigar, but sometimes a cigar is a cigar, and sometimes a flying penis is a flying penis.
And sometimes a cigar is a penis in different...
And sometimes it's a blimp.
And sometimes it's a blimp, if you're lucky.
There you go.
Unless you're Ed, then you call it a penis.
Or well, a if pencil. You're me, you call it...
A penis! That's what I just said!
Well, now if you're me, you don't even call it a penis. You call
it
a penis.
Okay, listen back to the podcast. Ed called it a penis. Hello.
It's okay. It's okay.
Ed sees penises when he
looks at blimps. Oh, put down the damn microphone.
That thing cost me $6 on eBay. Hey. I'm getting my money's worth out of it, so shut up.
It's a penis.
You always get your money worth.
You know what the funny thing about my megaphone is? It is called the CHIMG 666.
Sweet. Because that totally doesn't mean anything to most people. Unless it's on a gray headstone.
It's the devil's megaphone.
And I bet he uses one. I would if I couldn't get my point across. And obviously he's not. Yeah. Working hard.
I can imagine Satan.
Attention, all evil souls, please go to the left. All moderately evil souls, please go to the right. You will have some ice cream before we torture you for all eternity. You're welcome. This is Satan speaking.
We're getting ice cream.
If you're only moderately evil, you get ice cream before you get tortured for all eternity. Duh, everybody knows that.
So, are you guys... I don't know. When StuCon comes up, I know that we've asked you guys both to speak. What's it going to be the order? I mean, does Reap speak first? Does Ed speak first? Or do you speak it? What do we do? Do we do it all at the same time?
We were talking about that. We thought we'd let Polly's vagina talk first because it kind of rules the roost here in our house.
Yeah, my house too. My wife's. Yeah. So I have no bearing on what goes on around this house.
Yeah, so we figured we'd let her vagina like kind of headline, you know, and speak out first and just kind of give its little repertoire.
Repertoire.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Make with the funny. Yeah.
I don't speak unless I'm told to speak. I mean, I'm at that point now. I don't speak unless I'm told to.
I try not to. Every time I open my mouth, I put something in it. So I.
And Scott, it's your gig, so we're figuring that you will pencil it all out, and we'll just follow your lead.
Okay. Reap, you're on at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, and Ed.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, Scott.
Yeah, and then Ed, you'll be on Monday, 24 hours after it ends. I like that.
I don't have to travel.
Yeah, great. Scheduled after the whole con is over.
I don't have to travel. I love that.
You know what, Ed? The good thing about that is you can talk as long as you want.
Yeah, it won't matter. You can talk for a whole year until StuCon 3 comes up.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I can
Ed
even
can
borrow
be like filler till the next con comes up. That'll be
I can borrow your megaphone to do it.
Totally. Yeah, you can speak to Bigfoot and all the animals out in the woods. They'd love you, man.
Yeah, Ed, you know what? I'll totally lend you my megaphone. It would be worth it.
Because Bigfoot's not around there, they say. I don't know. You're more of an expert than I am. I know that I had an opportunity. Well, I actually had a chance meeting when I was younger, and I'm a believer now. So,
wait, meeting? Did you say?
Well, okay, here's what happened. I was camping, okay, sleeping. I'm laying there. I wake up, and, you know, Bigfoot's teabagging my face, right? So I'm figuring, hey, you know what? I'm going to do a little action here, and I did. And
against Bigfoot teabagging?
No, a little massage, a little finger here and there.
My mistake. Go ahead.
And he let me take pictures of him, so it was cool. So, you know, I mean, I put it out on the web, and everybody thought it was fake. And then there was one of him running away, and I was chasing him because I was kind of attracted to him. But, you know, he told me all the secrets and everything, and next thing you know, we're working parades and stuff. And so, yeah, if you really want to get a good picture of Bigfoot, your best bet would probably be to
sleep naked in a tent.
Yeah, well, pleasure.
Well, I don't have this image of one of those messing with Sasquatch videos.
Ed, those are your dreams, all right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, actually they are. You know, I kind of fantasize. I kind of have one of those self-pleasuring moments of those.
Where
I have been
one of those
right
now.
Yeah.
No, most people watch videos, normal, you know, Playboy videos and stuff, but I watch those messing with Sasquatch videos.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah,
aren't they
very hot, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a section in the porn station store for that. I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Man on woman, all the anal, oral, and on that Bigfoot.
Bigfoot on Ed? Yeah, huh. That's totally hot. Yeah.
Bigfoot on Hunter. Swamp ape.
Go.
Yeah.
I swamp guess I fun, can't swamp, find fault you know. With that. If Ed finds that erotic, it's all good with me. I'm open-minded.
And, you know, he doesn't like the name Swamp Ape. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't know. You know, his name's Jim, and Jim, fine.
There you go.
Nobody went out there yelling Jim.
Yeah, and the Swamp Ape does it with the Chupacabra, by the way. You know they have a child together.
Yeah, I know. Isn't his name? Oh, I'm not going to go. I don't know who listens to the show, but I almost went there.
You almost? I was trying real
hard. Jason Gowan might be listening.
Oh, no.
I was trying real hard to go there.
Don't you love that guy, though? I mean, how could you not love
Jason
Gowan?
I haven't heard from him for a long time, though. I think he might have removed
awesome.
Me.
Yeah. Anybody that goes from the Little Rascals to Paranormal, I mean, how can you beat that? It's an amazing guy. Yeah, he was Spanky or Porky or one of those. Oh, I take that back. The second one was demeaning. Oh. But, yeah, Jason Gowan rocks, man. Best show ever. Absolutely. Best show that's ever in the world. Better than the news.
You know what was actually, on a serious note, the best show that I've ever seen is Leonard Nimoy's In Search Of. And I thought it was a very sad day when he said he was never going to do entertainment again.
And then he cut an album. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He did. He cut an album. And I have the album. It's actually quite provoking. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Leonard Nimoy is hot. Him and Pat Boone, I mean, all of them did it. So.
Yeah, they said, okay, this is it. I'm done with it. But I did like what he said when he said, I'm not going to do it again. He said, you know, I'm tired of with the role of Mr. Spock, etc. But I want to let this new Mr. Spock, you know, stand out. Enough is enough for me. Let the new guy take over. You know, enough is enough. He can take the spotlight. I'm done with it. And that was pretty cool.
It is cool, but I'll always think of Spock as Leonard Nimoy. I will never think of Spock as the guy that was on Heroes for, like, a couple seasons.
Yeah. It's hard to see the new Spock, but I think that's what he's trying to do. He's getting old. So, I mean, it's hard to see one different, but I think they were all realizing, you know, at this point, the only way I can see Captain Kirk is the same guy on Boston Legal now, Mad Cal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at Leonard Nimoy, he's always going to be Spock. I don't care what he does. You know, it's like Gary Coleman. Oh, okay, but anyways, he's always going to be
Gary Coleman. Always going to be.
I don't know, but I have an ice chest that looks a lot like his cat.
What you talking about?
Yeah, he'll always be that kid. He doesn't. He'll never be.
He's dead. He's never going to be anybody now.
I know, but you know, he could be.
He could be like Elvis. He may be working down at the in Las Vegas. We just don't know about it. Or he could be working down at the car wash like Elvis too.
Or he could be out on the street with a little cup getting money with an organ grinder.
Those are all great points, you guys. All great points. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he could have been taken up in the same UFO that Elvis was.
I hope he doesn't get dropped in a tree.
Well, if he was, he'd have plenty of company with the cows.
I can see that on the Star Herald. Gary Coleman stuck in my tree, woman from Wisconsin says.
You should write that stuff, Reap. You
should
actually
with the cow.
Get John writing that.
I probably should. Might make some money doing that.
Well, your blogs are real cool. So.
Yeah, I ain't making no money on them, though.
Yeah. I like how they're really nice to everybody, and it's all really nice.
I know, I'm always kind to everyone. That's the good thing about my blogs. If you haven't read them, you should read them, because you know what? My blog's about love and tolerance.
And rainbows and unicorns.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, exactly. Totally. And gumdrops that come out of people's butts.
I know. And you know what? And then people misinterpret it. They misinterpret it that you might be attacking somebody, and they're like, why can't you just be nicer? And you're like, hey, gumdrops, how can you be nicer?
Yeah. You know what?
I'm not going to.
People are gumdrop haters. That's the problem.
I know. That's what it is. It's a gumdrop hating coalition.
Yeah, they're mad because it got the wrong color gumdrop, or it didn't have enough sugar on it, or somebody took a bite out of it, or licked it, or something.
Or they're diabetic.
They always take it out on me. It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. They're diabetics, and they're after you. Yeah.
Look, Reap is the only man I know that can defecate a gummy bear. And, you know.
That takes a lot of control.
Yeah, everything that comes out of him is just as sweet as it can be. He can defecate a gummy bear, and everyone loves it, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? And like I said, you know, everybody has their thing in this, what we do. It's a hat we wear. We're great fathers. We're great. Well, we try to be great husbands. We try to do all these things. But when the mic goes on, we wear this different hat, and then we're judged. The other day, this person that owns a third of this network was on me hard. He's crude. He's not funny. He's not got no ethics. He's just this horrible, horrible man. Okay, she's right. Okay, but still, it was kind of a tough bone to swallow.
Who are they talking about?
I don't know. I think they had a picture of me. So and then there's another network that's like the biggest network in the world for not paying anybody to be on their show. Network, big giant radio thing.
Is that CBS?
No, they're real close though. It starts with a P, and ends with an X. But they don't. And they don't.
See, let's figure that out.
Yeah, it's PAX. It's the one with John Boy Walton was on. No, but they don't. They don't realize that it's just a gig, you know.
Yeah.
And my feelings are real strong. So we did a show on ethics, and it just pissed them off even more. So you know.
Wait a minute. Are they pissed at you? Really?
They really don't like me. Well, okay. One day there was a guy named Robbie something, they were bagging on him on the show, and I don't even know who this guy is. But I'll take a punch for anybody else. I don't care. If I see someone getting their ass kicked, I'll step in. Hell, I've had my ass kicked all my life, and get some ass kicking on myself and let him go. Not that I'm a hero or anything. I just kind of like it. Well, I went in there and I changed my name to his name, and they were like, "Oh my God, he's in the room now." This Robbie person.
And, How many times have you done that, Scott, to be honest?
I do it a lot.
I know. I've noticed that. I like it, but, you know, it's like
And
duh.
Then it starts a bunch of crap, and then I come back and I say, surprise, you know, and
fooled you.
Yeah. Bless you all.
Yeah.
American people. Yeah.
And that's they got pissed, you know, you gotta stir the pot. You know, you gotta get in there and mix it up and find out who's who and what's what to get the real truth.
I think you have to too. You know, and sometimes I do it too much, but I think that Scott's done a great job where he does the stew and he parodies people. You know what? If you don't have a sense of humor, go F yourself, you know?
Yeah, and that's our motto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
If you can't laugh at yourself, how sad are you? You know what I mean? When I fall down and Polly laughs at me, I laugh too. You know, when Polly falls down, I laugh at her, she laughs at herself too. You know?
Yeah, but when she laughs at you, that's usually after you get up off your drunk butt.
Are you talking over me right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Well, my mic's louder than you because I'm hosting the show, so shut the F up.
Oh, bite me.
So we've done later, after the show maybe. Are you coming over to buy me a beer? Anyways, we've done parody where I make myself look like a total lunatic. You know, it's because it's fun to do when people have to learn to laugh at themselves. If you can't laugh at yourself, then why are you even on the planet? Why are you even wasting your time dealing with people? Just stay in your little cubby, you know, type on your keyboard, write your little blogs, just hide out, you know, don't go to the grocery store, don't go out and get Chinese food, just hide in your house, just hide in the corner of your house where no light hits. You know, it's kind of sad, I think.
Yeah, people. The girl that was after me, or she was like packing or whatever, and saying things about me. I said, let's do a show because that would be great. You call me crude, I call you a prude. We'll banter back and forth.
Yeah.
People will love it. She's like, no, they'll hate it, and I would never do that. I'm like, but you own a broadcasting company. Do you understand that people would love that? At the, you know, I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm just going to have my point. You're going to have your point. People will love it. They'll tune in. They'll like it. I would never do something like that. Okay, fine. I'm just letting you know. I don't own a broadcast company. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what people want, you know. But I think it would be a good show, you know. Of course, she's still not accepting my friend request, so I guess.
She's probably going to have you arrested for stalking now. That's a big thing now.
There's been many occasions where, you know, either myself or Reap has gone out there and said, look, come on our show. You have a varying opinion? Come on. Be here.
That's
fair.
And
it's funny how most people will not do that. They want to complain. They want to gripe. But they don't want to, you know, face the facts. They don't want to come on and own up to what they're saying elsewhere. They just simply want to complain about it.
Paulie and I were talking about this today. The internet is very interesting because a lot of people say the internet isn't real life, okay? But the fact is, the things you say on the internet and the things you can convey to people do affect people's lives. We have affected people's lives through the internet, people we will never, ever meet. We have affected them. The problem is, these people get on the internet, they have this magical keyboard in front of them. It acts like a shield. And it's very disturbing and very enlightening in two ways, you know. It's both. Because you watch these people, some people who behave like they really want to be. They are total morons. They are totally hateful. They say things they would never say to a person's face ever, you know. And the way we work is, and I think everyone who's in this conversation works the same way as I'm going to talk about now, is I would say the same thing to you to your face that I would type on my keyboard.
Yep.
It works that way. That's the way. That's just, I cannot change the person I am. The fact is, I would do that. You know what? And there's some times where it's hard to get your points across in text or typing on the keyboard. It comes off wrong. You don't have people's mannerisms. You don't have the way, you know, you don't have the expressions. You don't have their body language, you know? There are so many times when I've talked to people on the phone where the keyboard has gone away, and once I can talk to them and telling them the same things I would type out with my pecking little fingers, because I peck when I type, you know, I'm telling them the same things. You get the mannerisms. You get the way I'm relating things. You get the human aspect. You know what? It's usually resolved. But a lot of these people will sit there, and they will just type these things out they would never say to a person in person. You know what I mean? To person to person.
Right.
I said person too many times. Sorry. But
we,
you know what? They just couldn't.
That.
They wouldn't be able to say it to your face. They wouldn't be able to act the way they're acting in real life. In real life, they're all butterflies and rainbows. You know, on the keyboard. You know what? Your mother took it in the butt.
Exactly. You know,
it's a very strange thing, the internet, because even like these other group of quote unquote women who we've been dealing with lately, who I'm not going to mention. You know what? They're very, very vocal when they want to type on their little keyboards. I've met them though. They're not the same way, you know. And I've listened to their emails. I've been part of their little clique, and they are not the same people they present themselves to be. I find it very sad, very frustrating, and very pathetic, to be honest. I'm done ranting now. Sorry.
Well, you know, there's a thing where on the stew we don't really follow any guidelines or whatever. We just kind of talk.
I've
we tell people
that,
do not watch the show. Don't watch the show is what our thing is. You know, don't watch our show. And so
which by the way, I have to interject here if you don't mind me interrupting, folks. But I have to give this disclaimer: if you do watch the stew or listen to it, you are definitely on your own. Because it's the worst thing you've ever seen or heard.
Absolutely.
You know, do not tune in.
Do not watch The Stew. It sucks.
We do not recommend it by any stretch of the
horrible.
Imagination.
It will offend
so
you
do
beyond
not
belief.
Tune in.
But I still love it.
And you know what? And that's it. We don't want anybody. We're trying to get down to one viewer, okay? And it's not working. And for some reason, it just keeps getting bigger. But we plant these little time bombs. We write them on a piece of paper because we know these little time bombs will get in the back of someone's head. We did live stew. That's where I met you, Ed, at the Queen Mary. Near the end of the gig, we said something. We said, all right, good night, everybody. Have a great time on the Queen Mary. And I turn around and leave. And I turn back and I go, don't go in any place you're not supposed to. Don't, even if someone says they can get you in there without asking. And then we're done. Okay, we set the seed. The bomb is set. There's at least 12 people out in that audience that have said that to other people in that room. It happens. The bomb's ticking. Me and George are out on the deck. We're having a cigarette. We're talking and stuff, and here they come. First group walks up. Hey, man, that was a great thing. That was a great show. You had a really good time. You know that thing you said at the end? And I go, yeah, I was totally talking about you, you know? And they were like, twisted him up. And then some other people come up and they go, hey, you know, that was a really great show and everything. You know that thing you said at the end? You know, I go, what was it? About breaking into places? I go, I know, isn't that horrible, man? I know, because these guys do it. And I pointed at those other guys. You know, and then some other people go, the bombs were just, and some took a day. Until the next day, people were trying to find me. Hey,
it's
you
like
know, just because I asked.
Later you, over what you said, right?
It's just, they glaze over, and because you know it's really not. They're not supposed to do that, you know. I mean, the Queen Mary gets money for it or whatever, but that's not why I did it. It's not an ethics thing. It was a funny little bomb to set. There was a book out called The Other Side, had the word teen on the front of it. A couple of okay people wrote this book about teen ghost hunting, and it went out there. And I read the book. My teenager read the book. He said, "Ah, a little boring, but it was kind of fun." You know, I said, "Cool, I got a good." So we did an interview with my kid about the book. A week prior to that, another woman, a woman had done an interview about hating the book, but she'd never read it. And she's bagging on the author, and he's in that room. They're fighting back and forth. Well, all I said on the show was, even Oprah Winfrey read the Satanic Bible, or not the Satanic Bible, but the Anarchist Cookbook, or whatever, the Aryan Brotherhood Bible, before she interviewed the people. You know, you just got to do that. So, that's done the story. My kid said, we like the book, get it at Amazon, done enough. Bomb set. Okay, we had no idea the tears from these people. I spent 2 hours on the phone driving to an event the next day with this woman going, I always tell her, you're not faking anything at the Wolf, and I always loved you. And I'm like, wow, stop. You know, I wasn't talking about you. Okay, stop. I always love you, and you fake everything, and I tell everybody you don't fake stuff. I'm like, okay, now you're pissing me off. Just stop, stop. You know, I mean, please. Finally, after all this time has passed. I'm getting a text every once in a while, you know, hey, how you doing, BFF, whatever. And I hope butt isn't one of the words in that. But, yeah, so it's just really strange how people will interpret something. And then even, like you were talking through, when you're typing, smileys and LOLs and ha-ha-has and
you know what?
BFFs,
for
they
the
don't
record,
work.
LOL is, I effing hate that. Put ha-ha.
I don't
stop
even
putting
know.
LOL.
I mean, is it Land of Lakes? Is it a butter company?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is it?
It's like I'm picking this Indian chick standing on an island somewhere. You know, it's like stop doing that. But ha ha, we all understand. Ha ha, it's only what is it like? One more key.
I have spell checker on my phone, and when I write ha ha ha, it comes up bananas. So I don't even. I mean,
I'm just saying, it's like one more keystroke for ha ha.
I know, really. Why can't you just do ha ha? Yeah. But LOL, BFF, OMG, or OMG of your understanding if you're in recovery. Those are just, I mean...
They're lame.
Now, sexting. Let's talk about that because I've got this new smartphone that does voice recognition. I could talk and it'll type it for me. So because usually I'm whacking off, I'm texting,
can
and
you,
I'm
like,
driving
talk
at the same
dirty
time.
And it like comes over different on the phone when you're talking dirty.
Well, that's the whole thing because my wife is like, why would I suck your dog and finger my hat? But still, my wife is very into head apparel. So good.
Oh, God, I can hear a producer in the background laughing her ass off.
I mean, Linda, I could go baseball cap and she has an orgasm. So I'm lucky.
She's got good points, though. You can't fault her on that.
Oh, man.
So I start typing in the words. Maybe it's going to learn them. Ass saved, you know. This word saved. Then I try it. You know, I want to do this, you know. And it's like, you want to do what to my closet door with your doorknob thing? But she gets it because she's been married to me.
I figured, yeah. I was thinking there's a learning curve going on, right?
I totally get the door reference, and yes.
She's like, I finally got the doorknob thing. Come on, let's go upstairs.
Yeah, let's move it on. Yeah, let's move on. Then in bed, we're like, you know, can I vacuum your carpet? And yeah, it's just awesome. We have a good relationship.
I always use the term carpet muncher.
Yeah, is that a lesbian reference?
That's a tool that people use to install carpet, but it could mean other things.
Oh, okay, because I know
no,
that I have...
No, carpet munchers get like, you know, make sure your carpet is munched up to the floorboard, to the baseboards. Come on, Scott, what's going on?
I'm not into home repair.
Don't be gross, okay? Carpet muncher is an actual tool that installers use, okay? That's a valid tool, you know?
Everything is sexual with me. I mean, I'm going to do a keystroke. Oh, my God, okay? I mean, anything that has anything to do with
there is nothing wrong with carpet munching. It is an honest living. Some people have bought their houses by carpet munching other people.
Okay, so it's a trade.
Yes, it's a trade. You have to learn it. You get trained to carpet munch. It's like if you worked at an installing place where you install carpet, like, what is it? Like, there's like three, and there's a lot of carpet places around the Bay Area where they actually have classes where they teach you to carpet munch people's carpets so you can actually pay your mortgage on your house.
Yeah, they have laws against that, though.
There's no law. As long as you're licensed, you can carpet munch as much as you want.
Oh, wait. I guess they call that a victimless crime.
There's no crime. You're installing carpet. You're carpet munching. There's nothing wrong with
carpet munching.
Well,
it depends on where you're standing and how much you're charging.
All I'm saying is, you know what? I think there's an ROTC program here, Original Occupational Program, where they teach you how to carpet munch, you know? Ever since they started the classes, the parking lot's been full at the school. A lot of people want to carpet munch these days. Bless them, you know. You gotta give credit to people who want to earn an honest living.
Honest hell, that sounds like recreation to me.
Some people find it fun, you know. Who am I to judge? You know, some people like to cut wood. Some people like to carpet munch. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you know, breakfast means many things to many people.
I'm just saying. I know some things about munching carpet. There's nothing wrong with it. I thought it was fun to do. The people I've done it for have always given me kudos afterwards, paid me on occasion. I don't have any problems with that.
Hey, you know, what can I? I'm not even going to go there. Just. I mean, we got little time left, but Scott, what do you have to say about carpet munching?
I think we might have lost Scott.
Yeah, I see Scott is cut off. What does that mean? He's cut
Scott
off physically or phone-wise?
Is he offline? Maybe he's out munching carpet or something.
Yeah, and he's like, ooh, cut off. That's scary.
By the way, you're listening to Dread Radio on Jackalope 105 FM and ReapRadio.net. We're here every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific, and I'm sorry we lost Scott. Where's he at? Okay, call him back.
Oh, yeah, call him back.
We got 5 minutes left, so. Hi. Hey, are you back?
There he is.
So, Scott, we were talking about carpet munching. Have you ever... You know what? When you were, like, trying to go through college, do you ever munch carpets to make sure you could pay for your classes and stuff like that?
I think it's a fair trade. I think people could do it. It'd be like, you're $300 for the carpet, but the munching is free. I will munch your carpet.
You know what? That's the way it works for installers. People who sell carpets say, hey, the carpet's free, but the installation or the munching is going to cost you.
It's like...
What are you, pimping it out now?
Blow dry $75. For a blow dry.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you want your carpet munched, it's going to cost you, I'm sorry.
Or your hair blown, or your lip
blade. Yeah, exactly.
Or your,
blows, munching, they cost money. This is America.
All right, let's just say, if you want your carpet munched, what would you say your carpet munching would cost you versus having your carpet blown?
It'd be directly...
It totally depends on the shag of the carpet.
That's right. Which way you lay...
Interesting.
I like that.
If you got high shag in your carpet, it's probably going to cost you a little bit more, all right?
What if you wanted it all
dried?
What if you wanted it all vacuumed and mopped? Or what is it, vacuumed and wet mopped?
All right, if your carpet has to be vacuumed and wet mopped, I'm probably not going to take the job, you know?
Berber.
I'm just saying.
Oh, there you go. Berber carpets.
It would definitely be have to do with the Berber of the top.
I like a low shag carpet.
I'm a hardwood floor kind of person.
Yeah,
so.
Well,
you like to smoke.
A hardwood floor is all good, too. I mean, you can always munch a hardwood floor, too. Nothing wrong with munching hardwood.
I mean, what's the difference between wood and carpet? Not much, right?
No, you know what, Scott? I have to disagree with you there at the end of the show. That's
I would much rather munch carpet than wood.
It's just my preference. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying it's my personal preference.
Well, you can munch wood. Would that be like a tree chipper? Or would it be more like... Yeah,
I think maybe Ed should chime in right now. I think he might know more about that than us.
I was going to say, if you can't distinguish between wooden carpet, you should probably go back to biology.
Or anatomy?
Yeah, anatomy, either one. Yeah. You know, go back and, you know, the birds
actually,
and the bees.
I studied badge anatomy. Is that okay with you guys? I mean, I know it's kind of a fringe thinking, but...
I like it. It's outside the box.
Badge anatomy, I mean, I really like it. It kind of has helped me with my carpet munching skills, you know, badge anatomy, you know.
That's really outside of the box thinking.
Yeah, I know. It is outside of the box. But you know what? There's some times where you have to go outside of the box to help progress and just help fulfill your inner needs.
Badge anatomy, if they had that as a course, I probably would have stayed in college.
It's a free class.
I'm wondering if I could find a place to
park. Actually, it's only a free class in San Francisco on certain streets.
Yeah.
I don't know. You usually have to pay for it wherever you go.
What, badge anatomy?
Yeah.
It's a fact. Badge anatomy is free on certain streets in San Francisco and Oakland. And I think there's some in Las Vegas, too.
No. You're missing my hint here. Badge anatomy is never free. You always pay for it in the long run.
Or the
short
run.
With a shot, you mean.
Exactly. In the long run or the short run, you always pay for it. Whether it comes out of your wallet or otherwise, you always pay for it.
I hate to break this to you guys, but we have to wrap up today's show. We got 2 minutes left.
I don't want to.
I don't either.
I want you to play my tree fort.
All right.
I want to thank Scott Grunwald for coming on the show today. I want to thank Ed Kraft for not being too much of a prick on the show.
That's because of you, dickhead. Oops, wait, I'm sorry, FCC.
No, that's okay. You can say that word, right?
What?
Yeah, wait a minute. Dick is
a name. Call me Richard Skull.
Try to put a man
name.
Come on, get it right.
Dick and Ed are normal terms.
They are. They just, you just put them together and it becomes a
Richard
violation.
Skull, thank you.
Mm. Richard Skull, well, I don't know. I said them separate. I had a little brief moment in between. Anyway, time out.
I'm going to wrap it up. You guys have 10 seconds, so I'll let you wrap it up.
I love you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you guys for tuning in. remember that we're here every Thursday night, same time, same bad channel, and we are sponsored by ReapRadio.net and Jekyll Up 105 FM. Don't forget to check out HauntedAmericaTours.com.
And you totally went 10 seconds over, but we still have it on the podcast, so bless you.
LOL.
We're still on ReapRadio.net, so I'm going to play a little song called... Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. No, it's called Shedding Skin by Pantera.
Aww.
And this has been Dread Radio. Scott, text me or something later. I want to talk. I want to sext you.
Okay, let's do that.
Sweet. And Scott, promote StuCon, so we'll have it on the podcast.
Okay, StuCon is the 7th and 8th. Come on the 6th if you want to go to a private party. But the 7th and 8th in Course Gold at the Broken Bit. $1 to get in, 25 cents for the overnight investigation. We're not using anybody famous to promote it. Show up. We might get kicked out. I don't know. But it's going to be a blast. 7th and 8th of August, 2010, StuCon.
$1 right, now to get promote in. Your show.
www.thestew.info. Don't watch it. It's on Friday nights at 8:30. Please stay away from our chat room. We don't want to see you there. But if you happen to stumble in, make sure it's adults only or in the room, and have a really good time. It's Lori Parker, Linda Grunwald, myself, the Martinez boys, and it is called The Stew, Paranormal Stew. Google it or not. It doesn't matter. Dot, period.
Very eloquent.
And don't, whatever you do, I'm telling you right now, we here at Dread Radio, Reap Radio, do not recommend that you tune in.
Thank you.
It's too much for your small little brain.
You're saving lives. Yeah. We're going to call you Lifesaver. You should be on Baywatch.
Thank you. I've got the boobs for it.
I started to say my boobs don't bounce that much.
No one's allowed
your
to
belly
touch you
does, though.
Suit area. Don't let anybody touch you in your bathing suit area. All right.
Okay, we got to go. Love you. And talk to you later. This has been Dread Radio.
Take care, bud. Changing within.